self-control or self-discipline? Which one is missing? It's hard to believe that such a little thing, an innocent-sounding activator, would hold a huge size of building of misery afloat. Most people, myself included, would not guess correctly their linchpin. And they would work on whatever they find most at fault. And they would add to the weight of that huge building they built. I bought and used those original activators on myself, 20 years ago. I was youngish and arrogant. But I did not see the importance of any of it, except the one I used to get rid of a growth on my arm. Arrogance. I delivered the activators to students of the Daily Connection. But I was still insufferably arrogant. I didn't think I needed them, so I got only the little bit the one download can create. Activators have a hard job, they need to open something that wants to be closed. It may pretend to open, but the moment you look somewhere else, it closes. The DNA tree is like a tree with many unopened little spaces with little spring door on them. Most of them, maybe all of them, closed and want to stay that way. Thinking that they stay open is the biggest mistake buyers of an activator make. The biggest mistake I made myself. A somewhat smaller mistake is not quite knowing what would keep it open. The little spring door. Working on something that won't make a difference is, in my opinion, the biggest tragedy. But that is what most people do. If they do anything. Ever since I was a little kid, I was rambunctious and undisciplined. Half of the beatings I got for that. Reaching for some food not on my plate, talking, or talking out of turn. Doing things that harm me. And one would think, self-discipline was missing. But no. The little spring door is called self-control. So let's see what is the distinction. The difference between the two? Self-discipline is the ability to control yourself and to make yourself work hard or behave in a particular way without needing anyone else to tell you what to do. Self-control says no, or stop. Self-discipline says go, and keep it going. Self-control is discipline in the face of pressure from an immediate urge, desire, or compulsion. Self-control relates to delaying immediate gratification of the senses. Self-control struggle is the conflict between intellectual knowing and emotional desiring. It is the decision between physical and psychological enjoyment now versus the hope or expectation of something better later. Ultimately will lead to another DNA capacity, foresight. Foresight is the ability to see the consequences of your actions and allow what you see to change your behavior. To choose. Without self-control, you won't be able to choose. Remember? Choice is selecting freely after consideration. Two parts. It is you who chooses, not some urge. Not some reason. And you get to the choice through intellectual consideration, which always needs foresight. Seeing the consequence of either options. When your self-control is not active, the little spring door isn't open, or not fully, you can't or won't go through the two parts. You'll allow some urge, some reason, some voice, some rule to choose your actions. In essence, that is what happens when you are not the captain of your ship. The urges, the reasons, the voices, the rules are the crew. In the reality challenge, we singled out the voices to observe. They are the most visible parts of the crew. If after 70 days you are still not noise-free, you have an issue with self-control. It may not be your linchpin issue. But it is a big issue nevertheless. You notice that you don't choose. Or not really. The hierarchy of the activators. When I look at the hierarchy of the activators, I can see that without the base human being capacities open and working, the rest, the higher capacities, cannot be opened or kept open. In this regard, the most successful client is H. She has the core capacities on average 50% open. And she can build on that foundation. Which means to me that unless you are willing to work first on your linchpin capacity, and get it fully open, or get it open at least 70, everything else you try to do will be unsuccessful. Saying this is very, very, very politically incorrect, but needed to be said. Did I know it? No. I just found out. Really? Is that good news or bad news? It is good news, I say. Because now we can go back to the foundation, and correct it. Did you waste all that time getting advanced activators and not being able to keep the capacities open? It is yours to say. I will publicly activate the self-control capacity later today on a call. And I will have a private call with some overseas clients whenever we can agree that they are free, for trust. Because trust is their linchpin missing capacity. But for this to work, you, they need to be connected during the activation. The activation videos include a lot of conversations. So they can be time-consuming. Should I isolate the part of the activation so it takes less time? I probably should, and maybe I will. Just give me time. And remember, you need to activate and reactivate at least 40 times. And if you are intelligent enough, you'll learn what you'll do differently once the DNA capacity is fully open. Do your research, don't go to your mind for the information. You don't know. I had to go to Google and research it myself. So don't be arrogant and a know-it-all. Or you may end up with a capacity open and not used. That would be a shame. By the way, I have had clients like that. A total mess. Okay, if you can, please come to today's call. So, it's a clinic. So you can be a total mess and it will be okay. Doing the clinic part of the call privately is $75. But in the group it is free. Same thing. Come to the Connection Clinic. Time, April 3rd, 1 p.m. EDT. Where? On the Gottalbiner platform. Email me if you would come if the time were more convenient. And make sure you say when you are available.